my topic for this morning is help yourself. Help yourself. Turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, beginning with the 47th verse. Mark chapter 10, verse 47. When you have it, say amen. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." May God add a blessing to the hearing and the doing of his holy word. Please pray with me. O Lord our God, we ask that you would remove all distractions from our minds. Put aside our agendas and schedules for the rest of the day. Give us that power and ability to concentrate on you and you alone. Speak to our hearts, Lord Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Wherever Jesus went, crowds gathered and people followed him. The motivation of some folks was to catch an inspiring speech. Some had simple curiosity. Others wanted to check out his popularity. But no doubt there were at least a few folks in the audience who were hoping to receive some deliverance from a negative situation in their life. The scripture informs us that as Jesus was moving on to his next destination, a blind man named Bartimaeus demanded an encounter with Jesus. Bartimaeus apparently was sitting around begging those around him for a little bit of money in order to survive another day. You see, begging was Bartimaeus' regular routine, his ingrained pattern. It was his daily job. Bartimaeus was not fooling himself. He knew that his blindness is permanent, so this was about the best that he could do for himself, was to beg. Bartimaeus had no expectations in the past, and none for the future. In fact, the people around Bartimaeus were under no illusions for anything better for himself. The community, his family and friends, probably all believed that Bartimaeus should continue to embrace his blindness. He should be content with his condition and satisfied with his situation. Perhaps there is someone here this morning living with a similar mentality. This is as good as it gets. So why hope for anything better? But Bartimaeus hears some folks talking about what Jesus can do and what he can't do. And then he hears excitement as those close to him say, "There he is. Jesus is walking right by us." Bartimaeus is limited by his blindness. But as we've been told, when one of the five senses fails, the others seem to be upgraded. Maybe Bartimaeus' hearing became more acute. It could be that he almost could taste a hint of sweet salvation. Or perhaps Bartimaeus got a whiff of a healing fragrance in the air. Whatever the case, Bartimaeus started shouting for Jesus to notice him and come and help him. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was different, when he heard that good things happen around Jesus, when he heard of Jesus' positive influence over taxing issues in life, Bartimaeus decided to take action. Brothers and sisters, hear me now. When Jesus comes around, there's an awareness of more options, new possibilities exist, and hope is renewed. Now, the community tried to restrain Bartimaeus. Folks tried to silence him, and people tried to shut him up. Some in the crowd felt it was not appropriate to behave in such a loud and intrusive manner in public. They said, "Bartimaeus, you need to know your place. You're not worthy. You need to understand your status in society. Jesus doesn't have time for you. You don't deserve his attention." Our world today is not much different. We give people our attention and our concern based on how we rate their importance to us. We rate folks by their educational background, their race, their bank account, their job status, or their zip code. The ones who score high according to our particular scale move to the head of the class for our interest and our consideration. Hello, somebody. Those who don't meet our personally biased standards, well, you move to the back of the line and be quiet. However, Jesus is not like us. Our Lord has a different scale. Don't you know that Jesus will leave a crowd of loyal followers in a heartbeat just to help out one desperate lost person? Back to Bartimaeus. He refused to be silenced. He was determined to be heard and to have Jesus recognize his plight. Understand that Bartimaeus was not putting on a show. He didn't shout out of arrogance. He didn't want to be seen. But he did it with humility because he sought Jesus' mercy. Bartimaeus was tired of being the victim and stuck in a helpless situation. Bartimaeus wanted to make sure that Jesus didn't pass him by and miss this precious opportunity. Bartimaeus believed what Jesus could do for him, and he refused to let his blindness stop him from getting to Jesus. Jesus called for this blind man to come to him. The scripture reads that Bartimaeus threw his cloak aside, jumped to his feet, and came to Jesus. Did you catch that? Without any help from anybody in the crowd, Bartimaeus somehow made his way to Jesus. It seems that when you want something bad enough, well, you get my meaning. And the encounter with Jesus ends with Bartimaeus' request granted. Bartimaeus could now see, and he continued to follow Jesus. Us preachers speak much about the need for Christians to be there for each other. But sometimes you can find yourself alone in a crowd. You can be around large number of believers, but no one notices what you're going through. There are some stages in life where you must stand up for yourself and advocate for your own cause. You must believe in your cause and pursue the course toward your own destiny. In some instances, you must be responsible for yourself. If you live long enough, you'll find that you can't always depend on other people. It doesn't always mean that they want to let you down. It's just that sometimes they're busy trying to pull themselves up out of a pit of despair. Therefore, they can't help you until they help themselves. Sometimes in life, your supporters are not there. Your advocates are nowhere to be found because they don't believe in you. Sometimes the community doesn't understand your situation and can't support your need. There are occasions when other people can't see the potential in you. Lord have mercy. Even in your inner circle, it can be blind to the possibilities for you to have a different future. If their vision is dim, then you have to go it alone, against the grain, and stand up for yourself by trusting in Jesus. It is your responsibility to get into the presence of Jesus. You have to help yourself. Often some of us are content to wallow in self-pity and remain stuck in a less desirous position. Sometimes you have to take a step in faith. And you may be thought of as a religious fool, but you need to run to the Lord, get loud, turn up the volume, plead for mercy, and don't stop until you know that you're in Christ's presence. There are some believers in Christ that think it's a sign of weakness to call upon God relentlessly. You know, you need to simply take no for an answer. If the Lord wanted to heal you, why did he let you get sick in the first place? But I beg to differ with you. The prophet Joel quotes the Lord saying, "Call upon me in the day of trouble." The psalmist testifies that because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I shall call upon him as long as I live. Or Peter in his first epistle wrote, "Cast all your worries on him, because he cares for you." And Jesus invites us to come to him, all who are weary and are heavy laden, and he will give us rest. When you are really hurting, it'll make you want to holler, "Lord, please help me." When confusion sets in and life gets complicated, it'll make you want to shout, "Lord, show me some mercy." When you are stuck and blind to any possibilities for change, it'll make you want to holler, "Lord, save me." Somebody here has been satisfied with the status quo. Someone here is messing with mediocrity or building up bitterness. Someone here is fractured by their failures. Somebody here is retching up regret, or someone is fixed on their fears. But I came by just to let you know that Jesus is passing by. You need to turn to the Lord and call upon Jesus Christ. I need you to remember this morning how Jesus described God's compassion and willingness to give to us. Jesus said, "What father whose son ask for a fish and gives him a scorpion? And what dad whose son asks for bread hands him a stone? If we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him?" Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. For if you don't want any better for yourself, it's hard for me to help you. If you're satisfied with a bad situation, if you don't desire a change, then it's impossible for me to help you. If you won't do for yourself, no one else will. This is between you and Jesus. Turn to somebody and say, this is between you and Jesus. Yeah. It's not the church, it's you and Jesus. Remember, Bartimaeus didn't throw a pity party and say, poor me, the people in the crowd don't care. Everyone is mean to me. I may as well get up and walk away. That's okay, I'll just retreat to my corner. I'll just learn to live with my predicament. No, when Jesus asked Bartimaeus what he wanted done for him, Bartimaeus didn't hesitate. He didn't stammer. He didn't stutter. You need to understand that Bartimaeus didn't want Jesus to teach him how to read Braille. Bartimaeus didn't want to receive the right number from Jesus so he could win the lotto. Bartimaeus didn't want Jesus to buy him a seeing eye dog. And Bartimaeus didn't want to take a selfie with him and Jesus. Bartimaeus wanted to see. And so he helped himself. There's an old song in the church that was written about this passage. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Jesus is here. Do not let him pass you by. Help yourself. Amen.